We have a lot of siyata d'shmaya in terms of the way the sugyas broke down, because today's sugya is a shorter topic, a very important one, but a shorter topic. So I was actually playing back and forth in my mind whether to start the next topic of Asiyas Pesach, and then considering the hour, so it works out well. Mirtz Hashem, Wednesday, I think, is the last day of this month, so we'll have one less day of Seder. So we'll have Shira on Wednesday, instead of Thursday. Okay? All right. So today's topic is a continuation of Sif Aleph. In Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, there are really two sugyas. One sugya is the sugya of Binyan Sphere of Bekalim, and the other is the sugya of Psik Resha. And the Beis Yosef quotes a Trumas Hadeshen in two places, one in Sif Aleph and the other in Sif Yud Beis. And this becomes, I always like to present it, that this sugya, how you pass in this sugya, is probably the biggest issue in all of Hilchos Shabbos, how you machri on this Shabbos. So we'll go through the Shitas and then apply it in terms of opening caps and so on. So the Tur says, Vafilu nekev ba'alma osalinko bo mechadash. It's prohibited to make a new hole on Shabbos into the bowel that we've been speaking about. Vafilu yeshba nekev ubal archivo osar. And even if there was a hole that was pre-existing, to widen it is also going to be osar. Now, the Beis Yosef in Dibar Maskel Vafilu quotes the Gemara in Chavis that talks about making a hole. That the Gemara says, "Tan Rabban ain no connected chadash b'Shabbos v'balahos of Moshe v'Yeshom ain mosifin." Darish Rav Amram Mishum Rav Yochanan Alach Kiyeshomer. Not only is there an iser to make a new hole, but even to add to a hole is also going to be aser. The Beis Yosef continues to kasa Amardafi v'li nira the Hamayri kishim eskaven lahisif. But the Amardafi introduced an interesting qualification. It's only if you intend to add to the hole. Alamoya asakim takua me'erav Shabbos b'chavos mutal atzilu achmiso sherei ainu eskaven lahisif. If it was already pre-existing, so then in such a case, his intention is not to add, so then it's going to be mutter. Because of the Trumas Hadeshen, Denira, the high sakana tekuah b'chavis, arishit tzivit nisu kvar b'chal plop, psik reishu shi yosef minekev. Midimaisel arayim nisakina debini urva dotsu v'sholfa. The Gemara points out that there depends on whether there is a pre-existing hole in the wall, of whether you're allowed to put a knife back in. Even though, when you're putting the knife back into the wall, in those days that's how they stored their knives, when you put your knife back in there, you're not interested in making a hole in the wall. So the Trumas Hadeshen says that if it's a psik resha, then it's going to be a problem. But if it's not a psik resha, then you're going to have the heter of taking it in now. Ufima shekasati so simin zeh a few lo tziul v'kmisu b'chol nami shari. And then the Beis Yosef adds cryptically, and he says that what I wrote at the end of the simin will qualify what the Trumas Hadeshen said, that even if it's a psik resha, you're going to make the hole larger, that is going to be a problem. So what is this that he wrote afterwards? So if you take a look at the end of Shin Yud Dalet, so there we have the whole Trumas Hadeshen quoted in Sif Yud Beis in the Beis Yosef. You have the whole Trumas Hadeshen. The hour is late. We can't go through the whole part. But there is, I would recommend that you work through the Trumas Hadeshen. But there is one salient question for the Beis Yosef all the way at the end of the Trumas Hadeshen. And that is in Dibra Maskel, the Im Kol Zeh. The Im Kol Zeh, the Beis Yosef leaves off with a Tzarech Iyun in the Trumas Hadeshen. Eini Yor L'Sof Das Bal Trumas Hadeshen. Shevetchila Kosav, Dinira D'Loi Shari Sakin Atakul D'Chavis, Ela B'Sha Taku V'Otziu Kvar B'Chol. That he seems to say that the only time it's mutter to put in the knife is if the hole is pre-existing. Like we had seen before, that there is no psik resha that you're making the hole. Halav Achilol. But even if you're not intending to make the hole, but if you're going to make a hole, then that's going to be a psik resha, it's going to be awesome. So that's how the Trumas Hadeshen seems to emphasize. a little bit different than maybe what one would have thought from the Mardifi that he quoted earlier. And then the end of the tshuva, he says that there's no reason to answer it. Umashma dafilu lo datza v'shilfa. Datza v'shilfa, of course, means that he hadn't already put it in and taken it out before Shabbos, that the hole was pre-existing. The even datza v'shilfa, if there was already a hole, afilu b'midin l'chumer nami shari. If the hole was already there, then of course it's going to be mutter. V'inkein, chavis titalush amai lo elim kein datza v'shilfa. Why is it that when it comes to putting the knife into a barrel, does the Trumas Hadeshen say that you need a hole? The halacha is that if there's a hole, it's mutter, even if it's mechuber. So the Beis Yosef speculates. V'shema dafka b'chavis ha-machzekes arbom sakam or shedino kikarka. Maybe the Trumas Hadeshen was only machmir in a case of where you have a chavis that had holes 40 sak, and therefore something. And therefore, if it's 40 sa, then it's going to be a problem. That's dino kikarka. So what is this chiluk between whether the Beis Yosef speculates that the Trumas Hadeshen would be matir on a small chavis, even though you're making a new hole, even though it's a psik resha, since it's not your intention, then it's going to be mutter. Otherwise, if it's large, then it's going to be awesome. So what's that chiluk? The Beis Yosef doesn't entirely spell out. So here, the Sharetzion in the beginning of our simon, in Sifkatan, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, says you have to look at the end of the simon and the Mechaber. So let's take a look at the Mechaber at the end of the simon. Says the Mechaber, Shin Yud Dalet, Yud Beis, Sakin Shutachu Bekosol Shel Eitz Mevodion, Aser Lotzia Meshabbis, Kivan Shudavar Mechubar. It's aser to take it out, since it's Mechubar. Abu imu tachu b'safsal b'chein b'chol davar talush mutter lahotzio. But if it was in a safsal, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. What's the difference between the two? The pashtus of the mechaber is the mechaber is going with the idea that we are going to be mechalek between whether we're talking about something that's mechuber lekarka and that's going to be an isur d'oraisa versus something that is not mechuber lekarka. And that's going to be a derabbanan. And the Beis Yosef was mechadish that if you have a barrel that's 40 saw, so then it has a din like something that's mechuber lekarka, and then to make a hole in it is going to be an isur d'oraisa. But if it's smaller than that, then making a hole is only an isur d'rabbanan. So that is the what it seems is the mahalach of the Beis Yosef with a havamina. By the way, the Beis Yosef concludes it's not so mashma that way in the Trumas Hadeshen. Aval einze mashma sashon shikas afilu chavis gadol shmachzekes yoser ad barbsa mashma b'chol chavis ma'iri. It sounds like that by all chavis he was being machmir, not just this chavis. Now this leads most achronim to understand that what the Beis Yosef is doing is the Beis Yosef is being mechalik between, and this is the punchline, is being mechalik between a psik resha on an iser derabbanan and a psik resha on an iser d'oraisa. Because he had the stira in the Trumas Hadeshen, the only way he was able to miyashi the stira in the Trumas Hadeshen is to make the chiluk between something that's mechuber, something not, something that's large and something small. And presumably that chiluk is that for some that if it's large, so then you're making a tikkun in a binyan. So then even if it's not a pesach lahotzi lahachnis, but nevertheless you made a hole, so then in such a case, that's a tikkun in the karka. And therefore, that's going to be Yisur D'oraisa. It's just a kli, and you're not making a Pesach Yofeh, so then in such a case, that's going to only be an Yisur D'rabbanan. That is might very well be the Yishuv of the Beis Yosef. Now, it comes along the Ramah in the Darchei Moshe, and Sifkatan Tess, I apologize, there was a typo from last time around. I wrote Darchei Moshe, Shun Yud Dalet Aleph, it was a typo, it should say Shun Yud Dalet Tes. It's corrected on the new edition. So the Darchei Moshe of Katan Tes says, Ube'emes she yosi yesh l'tmol l'beis yosi, she kasad varen eru. Shere b'trumas hadesh v'behedya tam d'becholis asa mishum d'ikol ha'mecha shem ha'miskem peska. Ma she'en kein dvarem tlushim. L'chein divrei ha'trumas hadesh v'echonim v'taimon v'ein lefakte behem. He says it sounds that the Trumas Hadeshen is machmir on a chavis because he's choshesh that you're going to be masaking the Pesach, in contrast to all other Dvarim Tzlushim. In other words, that when it comes to Dvarim Tzlushim, there is no Isser of Asiyas HaPesach, but when it comes to a Chavis, so then you're more likely to be interested in making a Pesach. So according to the Darkei Moshe's Teretz of the Stira, the Darkei Moshe's answer is that there's no Isser of Asiyas Pesach on those things that are not a Chavis at all. Those things are talish, and that's the pshat in the Ramah. But the whole chiluk between a large chavis and a small chavis, and that a small chavis being an iser derabbanan, and then you're making on psik resha, that Darkei Moshe does not have. So hence, what emerges is the Ramah in Shin Yudalid Sif Yudbeis says v'indotza v'shilfa bevod yom afil b'kosel shari. The only time it's permissible is if there was a pre-existing hole. But if there wasn't a pre-existing hole, so then in such a case, the Ramah says that it's going to be aser. In contrast to what the Beis Yosef had said, in Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, this machlokis repeats itself in that. We have the Mechaber at the end of the Simen, the Sif, excuse me, who says, V'imay Yasakin Tekum Erev Shabbos L'Chavis, he says he doesn't intend to add, and since it's not mechaving, so then in such a case, it's mutter. Says the Ramah, the dafter shoetzil gamkein pam achas v'vaydoyim. But that's only if the hole was already perfectly as large as you need it. Avon lo yitzin v'vaydoyim osur dar psik reisha dosa nekev u'pesach l'chaviz trumas hadeshen. Now, the Beis Yosef is going to tell you that he's also going with the Trumas Hadeshen. But at the end of the day, we have a machlokas between the Ramah and the Beis Yosef, how to be miyashev the Trumas Hadeshen. And therefore, we have a very succinct summary of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, and he says as follows, Takua, Hayu shoye takua b'chozek, if you had a knife that was tightly packed into the barrel, since it's only the Rabbanan, so then now it's not the furish that the Beis Yosef said that the issue is the Rabbanan. This is all speculation that we have based on the way the Shaar Tzion is understanding the Beis Yosef's teretz. That's what he means in Sifkat Yal, Kemashma Beis Yosef. He claims that's mashmal. That only if it's mechuber is it a problem. However, the das haramah continues the Mishnah Berurah. Lachlokalav dafki shatziu pamachzel of yom dal dezim strachet tzas the sulo havi psik reisha. Avlav lachi osur dehave the psik reisha. In such a case, that would be considered a psik reisha. And even though the Pesach is not made lehachnis lehotzi, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's going to be awesome in Rabbanan. So here, Rabosai, the battle lines have been drawn. And this battle will go on until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Merav Yemenu, only in a few short days, b'siyata v'shmayim. And that is, the battle lines have been drawn. Here we've already discussed one major chiluk between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim of Psik Reisha. That's Psik Reisha de lo nichalei, whether it's mutter or aser midrabana. And here we have the other big chiluk, and that is there a heter called Psik Reisha midrabana, based on the way the Mechaber seems to have understood the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Mechaber seems to be saying yes. Again, it's a little speculative, but Mishnah Berurah is convinced that's the sheet of the Mechaber. And we have the position of the Ramah, who clearly says, he alludes to it in his parish in Darkei Moshe, and he clearly says it in the Ramah, that he's not, no way is he going to allow you to do something that's a psik resha on an Isser Durabban. Yes, Matthew.
So I think the Rabbi might have answered my question. I was just wondering if this was the source for Rav Willick, but this is separate.
It's very good. Correct. The discussion about what how far Rav Willig Shlita is willing to go on Psik Resha Delo Michale is the other big issue of Psik Resha. This, even Rav Willig won't go this far about Psik Resha on a Derabana, because it's the Beferish Ramah. Psik Resha Delo Michale is not, it depends on how you read things. So that's the issue over there. Now, I do want to share with you that I was always bothered that it was not mefurish anywhere in the Trumas Hadeshen that we were talking about Psik Resha, about all Isurei Drabanan. I want to emphasize something. This massive machlokas, the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, is not mefurish in the words of the Trumas Hadeshen. It's not mefurish in the words of the Beis Yosef. It's not mefurish in the words of the Darkei Moshe. In other words, you have a discussion about a knife, taking it in and out, whether it's mutter. No one spells out what we're talking about, the raises or the rabbanans by Psik Resha. So it's interesting to note that the grup in Shin Yudal is a long grup. The Sharetzim made reference to it. It's a beautiful grup. This is one of those grubs that you could chazer the whole sugya. The Gra in Dibur HaMaskil, with the Gra in Dibur HaMaskil v'Imhayu, I would highly recommend that you take a look at it. He concludes in a very, very fascinating way. At the time, I didn't know this Gra. I was discussing Psik Resha with Rav Nevinzal Shlita, and I suggested to him, I was bothered that it's not Mefurish and Mechaber. The Mechaber says Psik Resha by the Rabbanan Zar Mutter. So I asked him if this is connected to the Magid Mishnah that we've learned in the past. The Magid Mishnah says that when it comes to Makkah B'Patish, then there isn't a din of Psik Resha. And that's quoted by the Magen Avraham. So Rav Nevinzal told me he liked that idea a lot. And then I found that that's how the Gra concludes this piece. So Rav Nevinzal did not tell me that. But I just saw it. The Gra says it. If you take a look at the end of the Dimar Maskel Vim Haya, the Gra, all the way at the end. Again, I highly recommend you go through the whole Gra. The Iker Gemara Shekasa Magen Avram, B'Shem Magen Mishnah, B'Simin Shin Yud Ches Et Katan La'Avav, B'Kol Shekein Kan. So what is that Magen Mishnah? We've discussed in the past, in Shin Yud Ches La'Avav, the Magen Avram says that when it comes to Makkah B'Patish, so then there isn't going to be a din of Psik Resha. So I want to argue that it's not 100% clear that even the Trumas Hadeshen, and possibly even the Beis Yosef, are really being matir Psik Resha on the Rabbanans. And therefore, it could very well be that even for Svaradim, according to the way the Gra understood the Sugya, the Heter of the Trumas Hadeshen, and maybe the Beis Yosef, is a unique halacha in regards to Psik Resha on Makkah B'Patish. What's this beautiful Magen Mishnah? We've seen it a few times. That the Magen Mishnah says, it's a Mefurish Halach in the Rambam, that if you intend to forge the metal, so then in such a case, then it's going to be a problem. But if you don't intend, it's not going to be a problem. Well, the question is, you either, by Psik Resha, it doesn't matter as long as you get that result. So Magen Mishnah says that when it comes to Psik Resha is going to be different. In those smaller letters, in, if you will, my footnotes on the outline, I offer another possibility that it could be that not only is it unique din by Makkah B'Patish, it could be something unique in regards to Asiyas Kli. That Asiyas Kli might be defined particularly by Ratzon HaAdam. So I give you two possibilities over there. One based on the Shisas HaShabbos, and the other based on this Gra. The Nafkamina of Amedin Yavin is that by the din of Makkah Smursa, there's Yerchayiv Mitam Bona, only if it's also Lahafnus of Lahotzi. So the stipler is bothered, but why don't you say that it's a Psik Resha? Let's say you do it Lahotzi. So it's a Psik Resha on the Hachnis. So the stipler suggests that when it comes to Isser Bona, it's also totally the Kavanas HaAdam, because when we're talking about a CS Kli or a CS Pesach, so then it's dependent on Ratzon HaAdam. So that would be a more expansive way of understanding than Ayin Shem, the stipler and Simon Beis, by the din of Makkah Smursa. Either way, there is room to argue that this halacha is unique for one of the two reasons that I mentioned. The Gra says it mefurish. Rav Nevinzal seems to like to understand the mechaber that way, although I'd like to hear your research within the Beis Yosef itself, whether you're convinced that that understanding, also research within the Gra. In other words, is the Gra saying this for Das HaMechaber, or is the Gra saying it by himself? That's question number one. Question number two, is it Mukhruch in the Beis Yosef? Because Rav Nevinzahl himself wasn't convinced that even the Mechaber is matter on Psik Resha Durabana, because that is a very, very big heter. If you're matter of Psik Resha Durabana. As the Mishnah Berurah goes on, he gives a litany of poskim that all say that we do not accept Psik Resha Durabanans, and the Mishnah Berurah sort of makes away with the fact that the Mechaber was Mekel. So again, is it that the Mechaber was Mekel, or maybe that the Mechaber himself wasn't even Mekel? I throw out to the Dear Beis Medrash that question. Chacham Avadya Zatzal felt very, very strongly. And he felt he would be, Chacham Avadya could get upset at people. He would be furious at me right now. If you take a look in Chelek Dalet, Sinin Lama Dalet, the Chacham Avadya goes in the exact opposite direction that I'm going in. And he says, he takes it as a Dover Poshut, that the Mechaber was Mekalam Psik Resha Durabbanan, and he goes to town, the Magen Avram, who's Mefurish Machmir, in our Simon, Shin Yudalad Hey, in Halacha L'Maisa, so he asks many, many questions on the Magen Avram. I think many of those questions are answerable, but he asks many questions on the Magen Avram. So the battle lines have been drawn, in the sense that many of the Sephardic poskim did understand the Beis Yosef the way that the Mishnah Berurah presents it, not the way the Gra concludes. And then it could be that there are definitely legitimate Mekoros that are Mekel on Psik Resha on Durabonans. Okay, so that's Chacham Avadya's Chuvas are full. Chelek Dalet, Niyabia Omer, Simonim Lamed Dalet, Lamed Gimel, that clearly goes with this Mahalach. One more collector's item that I think is very, very beautiful on this point is the Chazon Ish's formulation, which really is based on, which I think is the Mefurash Gemara. But the Chazon Ish says very, very sharply, in Simen Nun Aleph Sifkat and Ches, the Chazon Ish points out that this idea that Makke B'Patish is going to be dependent on the Kavanas Ha'adam is, he thinks, is absolutely salient in terms of you have to assess whether what the Das of the person is, and he points out that that's a Beferish Gemara. Says the Chazon Ish, Misugya debates Hashem Mashma She'ein Chiluk B'Maisa Ela B'Kavanasa Va'afilu B'Pesach She'eino No'e Im Iskavin She'ishamish L'Pesach Asur. Says the Chazon Ish, we're going to learn the sugya of Asiyas HaPesach. And he says, how do you define whether it's called a Pesach or not? So says the Chazon Ish, there's one question that you have to ask. Did the person intend to make a Pesach? So the problem is that in all of Hilchos Shabbos, we don't learn that way. We don't say, did the person intend to cook the tea? Either cooking tea is called cooking tea, or it's not called cooking tea. All of a sudden, why is it that we're just saying, what is his das? So he points out, it's a Beferish Gemara and Beit. So the Gemara says, and it's Paskin and Shinchav Beis Siv Dalet, that a person takes off a flint of wood or hay, and he, in one instance, he's giving it to his animal. So then in such a case, the Gemara says, the only shayla that you have is Mukhsa. But if a person takes off a flint, not to feed his animal, but a person takes off to take out, to use as a toothpick, says the Gemara, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So you're doing the same Maisa, going in two different directions. So the same Maisa, going in two different directions, how could it be? So the Chazon Ish says that when it comes to these halachas of Asiyas HaPesach, that's what the Chazon Ish says, or he says, by Kotem Atzim Psam, that we say it's dependent on whether his intention was the riach or the kotzeis. So then, in such a case, these halachos are going to be dependent on his kavana, in contrast to others. Derech Agav, I just came across this past Friday, that I hope it's okay to do machshava for 2 minutes, that Rav Nevinzahl Shlita points out that this idea that in Hilchos Shabbos particularly, if someone can pass a chumash, that in Hilchos Shabbos we have a chiluk between whether there's the Kavanas Ha'adam is one way, or the Kavanas Ha'adam is another way, is a unique. Yeah, I think that's it. Gone. He points out that fits in beautifully at the end of last week's parsha. There's a straight. I never stopped at this. What an interesting deal. The end of Parshas Pekudei, it describes that Moshe Rabbeinu accepting Klal Yisrael's Malacha and how he looks upon it. So here the Pasuk says, in Perek Lamentes, the Pasuk says as follows, Perek Lamentes, Pasuk Mem Beis, Kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe keinasu b'nei Yisrael kol ha'avoda. B'nei Yisrael did all the avoda. Vayar Moshe es kol ha'melacha. And Moshe es kol ha'melacha. So it starts off, the pasuk says that with avoda, and the pasuk then concludes with melacha. So what's the difference between avoda and melacha, and why is it that the pasuk starts off that Moshe saw the avoda, that they did conclude the avoda, and Moshe saw the melacha? So Rav Nemtzal pointed out something beautiful. The word melacha, what's the shorash? Is mamish kashur in machshava to our limud. What's the shorash of the word melacha? You could argue that the shorash of the word melacha is melech. What's the shorash of the word avoda? Shorash of the word is eved. So Rav Nemtzal points out that in Hilchos Shabbos, you could have two people doing two different actions, and one of them is doing it b'toras eved, and the other is doing it b'toras melech. Meleches machshavas is only us, or if it's done, it's almost like borders on Rav Weinberger's shiur now in Lavites Melachas. So he says, when a person is doing the melacha b'toras eved, that's not meleches machshavas. The isser of melacha on Shabbos is b'toras melacha. Rav Nemtzal has many, many examples of this. The example that he gives is that in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, we have the difference of someone who's omeid lafush or omeid l'kaseh. That somebody is walked, does a hanacha, he stops in the street because he wants to fix the package on his back, that's not considered a hanacha. It has to be a hanacha that he wants to stop. So he gives an example. He says, let's say somebody stops in front of a car. So you have two people. One person wanted to stop. The other person didn't want to stop. So Rav Nemtzal is mechadish that the person who didn't want to stop, he was just afraid that the car was going to hit him. So then in such a case, that's considered omeid l'kaseh. So how, what a person's das is, when he's doing it, is going to affect the melacha. We gave another example. If a person fixes the tchina, or better, the chumus, if his intention is to make it nice, that will be an issur d'oraisa m'mareach. If he's just doing it b'toras achila, that's going to be mutter. And in Yitzchak Yikari, many examples. So that's the pshat and the pasuk. Listen, Rav Ose, it's so beautiful. Kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe keinasu b'nei Yisrael avoda. B'nei Yisrael did the avoda. Vayar Moshe es kol ha'melacha. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that the chacham lev of Moshe Rabbeinu and those who worked in the Mishkan is they were able to see the kavanas halev of each person. And that's mefurish in also Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, Hayotze yachal iban ha'mevin el kol maseyan. El kol maseyan, why the extra word el? That Kodesh Baruch Hu sees the kavana in the maisim, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner elaborates that you have two people who are doing the same maisa, but it's entirely klapei shmai. They're two different things, dependent on their kavana. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, if you had one person who brought the keresh because he felt he had to, he was an eved, he felt responsible that he had to, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it. It came to the Mishnah, but that keresh was used all the way in the most outer parts of the Mishnah. The carriage that was brought with the greatest sincerity, that was the carriage that was used for the Kachek Adash and Derech Agav. Sas Emes is Ma'arif on this, on Parsha Shkolim, about the Matkeya Shol Esh. He speaks about that. So that's the Pshat, the Pasuk, Lashit Tzio Hashem, Smaishi Kenos, and Eisos Avoida. Vayar Moshe is called Malacha. Moshe saw the Malacha. He saw what was the Malacha, and what was the Avoida, Gishmah. So what emerges is, that when that's true in Hilchos Shabbat, in the sense that what's called the meleches machsheves. But generally, we have a rule of psik reisha. A psik reisha says that you're considered as if you're a mechavein, even if that wasn't your primary motivation. Because it was inevitable, we consider you a mechavein. However, there is an exception to the rule. When it comes to makabe patish, and the Chazon Ish points out that that's the Gemara in Beitza as well. So it could very well be that this is unique. These halachos are unique. And lav dafka, you expand it to all of Hilchos Shabbos. Chacham Avadya Zatzal disagreed, and he definitely held that one should. Okay, Ad Kan, the sugya of Psik Reisha, and to realize that it really is Nahara Nahara Upashte. Let's apply today's halachos in terms of the openings of caps. I had a mental block last time, and I said the exact opposite of where Rav Asher Weiss comes out. So I meant Derech. I was talking about a totally different tshuva. I said the tshuva before he says something else. What he says is the exact opposite of what I said. So we're gonna get to that. In regards to opening bottle caps, so the Chazon Ish Nun Aleph Yud Aleph. Let's start me at Kalal Akavim. The Chazon Ish Nun Aleph Yud Aleph describes that a beer cap is not going to be a problem at all. Because a beer cap, what you do is you simply flip off the cap. There was no, the cap existed. There should be no problem to take off the cap at all. I actually did not photocopy it, and for that reason I brought the sefer with me so I could read it for you inside. Ulohasar hamagufa ktana na'asa mites kafir. If you take the metal that's used to close off the top of the bottles, it's clamped on top of the mouth of the bottle. Then it's like taking off the top of the closing of the chavis. We have that. What the Chazon Ish is referring to is shin yud dalet vav. You're allowed to remove the top, and also the megufa on top, if you remove it, the wax on top, if you're removing all of it, you're not making a Pesach Yafa, is going to be mutter. Chacham Avadya Zatzal, in Shas Tshuva Sicha V'Das, Chelek Beis Simin Mem Beis, I photocopied for you the whole tshuva. The Chacham Avadya says that the same would apply to all caps as well. Even metal caps, the halacha is that it would be mutter to remove those caps. He says that it will be that it's pashut, that removing the caps are not going to be an iser of shviras kli. You're not breaking the kli. And Asiyas Kli, which we're going to see shortly, that Rav Shlomo Zalman deals with, we'll see how Chacham Avadya responds to that. Famously, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Yes.
We're not just talking about all caps, that is incredible.
Even metal caps. Yes. All caps. We'll be mafarit a little bit more. I was just going to be from the Mekilim towards the Machmirim, and we'll develop a little bit more. Rav Shlomo Zalman famously let's see how it develops. First, there is the Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa, where he says Stam Lesar in Perek Tes Siv Yud Zayin. He writes Asa Lahaser Et Mitzah Hapach Tevakbuk Hashem Psichasa Nefach Hamichsel Kli Roy L'Shimush Tepkak Habarga. You're not allowed to open the cap because you're turning it into a utensil. In the Miluyim, he famously differentiates between plastic and metal. You know, in the Miluyim, he adds, and he says as follows. Let's read it carefully, because this is going to, we're going to see that on either side, Chacham Avadya and Yibad al-Chayim, Rav Asher Weiss, will pick away at Rav Shlomo Zalman's Mahalach from the right and from the left. Let's take a look. Achim Pekak HaBarakak. This is in the Miluyim in your booklet. Nasa kulof ne'ar kav al bakuk. If you have a cap that's been already made entirely prior to being put on top of the bottle, hold ha'tabasha b'ktzei olof ne'ar psicha mikar. And even when you open it up, here we have a plastic cap over here. So even when you open up even before you open up, there is a clear distinction between the lower ring and the cap itself. Nikar shudavar nifra miguf hafkak. The nikar shudavar adavar she'asen rak shebetchili eroi l'skir muchletes. And the cap already existed. It was clearly a full cap. And the only reason you have a ring that's removed is in order to, he says, v'she'e nikar imishu patachoso. That he claims that the reason why you have a separate component is so that it be obvious when the cap is going to be open near the mutter, that's going to be mutter. Of course, he says, that is going to be different than the case of the metal cap. Because the metal cap, and this, I want to explain the metzius, Rabbi, I'll say some people, this metzius is not clear. The way the metal cap is actually put on top of the grape juice is they take the sheet of metal and they heat compress it on top of the bottle. And therefore, when you open it, it's the first time it's been turned into a cap at all. So hence, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, when it came to these plastic things, so all these plastic things, it all existed. They just thrusted it on top, but the the cap fully existed. It's with a lot of heat, of air pressure, it's pushed down onto the bottle. But really, it was a cap beforehand. The fact that it now separates from the ring is not indicative of the fact that you made a cap. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's mahalach. Okay. Now, if you take a look, let's start with Chacham Avadya Zatzal. Chacham Avadya Zatzal doesn't like this. He writes as follows. The Omnam Reisi, this is on the second to last, maybe four pages from the end, second to last page in the Chavadas. Omnam Reisi, he quotes his dear friend, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that's Asiya Sakli. Ulam Adati Nir Sheesh Lahatim Etamanal. She'af Lufnei Aidu, Hamitzen Mechlusa Bitzar Abak Lukhailov Torres Kli. He says it was considered a kli. He says at the end of the day, the moment in which you put the cap on top of the bottle, it already was a kli. Maybe it wasn't the same type of kli that you're using as now, but it was a kli. Vimkein ein kan tikun kli. It's not considered a tikun kli. And he adds, va'od, and here's where the shitas keep on coming back in terms of segresha. Shiva'asaras ha'mikseh einu v'skani klal l'terkin kli. And when you remove the cap, your intention is not to be masakin kli. Eleftoach ha'bakbuk. All your intention is to open up the bottle. And then he says, and then we can use the Magen Mishnah about tikkun kli, that even if it's a segresha on a tikkun kli, on makir patish, it's still going to be mutter. And he points out the Magen Avraham Paskins that way. So therefore, Chacham Avadya Zatzal was makil on all of the above. He claimed that even the metal is considered a kli beforehand. Even the metal, you could argue, is considered a kli as a pshute kli eitz beforehand. It's true. It's not. It wasn't a cap, but it was pshute, I said kli eitz, pshute kli matechas, it's pshute kli matechas, and then it has a status of a kli, it's pshute kli matechas, and the fact that it's changed a little bit of its identity, that it's now a different type of kli, is not enough for Chacham Avadya to be considered, particularly combined with the fact that he thinks that it became a full-fledged cap already once you put it on top of the bottle, even though it's not the screwable cap yet, and finally, that you have the Magen Mishnah, who just lost her mutes for a second. Yes, Ellie?
I don't know.
Good? Okay. So, Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, he goes in the other direction. The direction that he goes in is to suggest that even when it comes to the plastic cap, it should be a problem. If you take a look in... This is Chelek Aleph, Simin Chav Ches. So here, he has a very sharp retort to Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says as follows. I'm going to say it my way. Hopefully this is a fair presentation of Rav Asher Weiss's Mahala. He has a fair retort to Rav Shlomo Zalman. His retort is as follows. He says that the din of... What was Rav Shlomo Zalman's svar? What was Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara? His svara was that when it comes to the metal cap, you're making something new. He says the plastic cap always existed as a cap. So he says, well, what happens if the plastic cap stopped existing as a cap and you once again turn it into a cap?
Remy's on mute.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry, Yitz. And you once again turn it into a cap. You turn it into a cap by doing a maisa. So he says that's a beferish discussion by Paseach Beis Hatzavar. We learned the sugya of Paseach Beis Hatzavar, and we saw that when it comes to Paseach Beis Hatzavar, when you open up the neck hole, so then that is an isur daraisa. It's either an isur daraisa of Korea, or it's Nisa Doraisa Makupakish, but it's Nisa Doraisa. Now, he points out that the Ritva and the Ramban learned that this was a baguette that already existed as a baguette. It was a baguette that was worn as a sweater, And then it was sold to be resold. And what happens is they close up the net kol and they open it again. So what do you see? You see something that was a Pesach and it lost its identity of a Pesach and you open it again. So then in such a case, that's going to be a new Isser of Makdeh Patrish. According to those who shown say it's Makdeh Patrish. So he says, if you say that when it comes to the metal, it doesn't have identity of a kli because it's now clasped on top of the bottle, so too the plastic cap as well. Once it's clasped on top of the bottle, is also going to lose its identity as a cap. And if you hold, it doesn't lose its identity as a cap. So then you're going like Rav Avadia. He doesn't say this out. That's the way I'm saying it. You're going like Rav Avadia. If you're going like Rav Avadia, everything is motor manushah. You're saying that for metal it's going to be a problem, and plastic it's not going to be a problem, that he finds difficult. I think where Rav Shlomo Zalman would say back is no. He would say that when it comes to the case of the metal was never a cap. So since the metal was never a cap, so then in such a case, that when you turn it in, when you open it, you turn it into a cap. In contrast to the plastic that was a cap, and you're putting it on top, so you're right. Now you, when it's on top or when it's closed, you're using it so that the water doesn't fall out. And when you open it, it serves a different purpose. But it's still a cap the whole time. In contrast to the metal clasp on top, then that was never turned into a cap to open and close, and therefore that would be the Isur. Okay, so Nahara, Nahara, Upashte, three different shitas. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman's position can be defended, and that was, it seems, his position. If you take a look at the booklet, Rav Nebuchadnezzar also quotes that position of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Interestingly, what was Rav Moshe Feinstein's position on this question? So that's Ba'arothel. That is vague. We don't have anything from Rav Moshe in writing. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen has a few things from Rav Moshe Feinstein. If you take a look and put page 185 at the end of the booklet, he says, Das Maran, Hagram Feinstein, Lo Chasak Shuval Zeh, Al Shamati Mirab David. Unfortunately, here it was once upon a time Shlita. Shemaran also Lefach, Mishum Shuval Zeh Fkach. The Rav David reported that Rav Moshe Feinstein was Machmir. However, interestingly, the Rav Menashe Klein in Mishnah Halachos says he met Rav Moshe and they were mefaltel about opening up the bottle, but their only discussion was whether it's Asiyas HaPesach on the bottle. They were not, Rav Moshe didn't entertain, was not bothered about Asiyas HaKli on the cap. That's how the Mishnah Halachos quotes, as well as the Rav Ephraim quotes. It was a big posek in Williamsburg, Rav Levy also said that when he spoke to Rav Moshe Feinstein about it, he wasn't concerned about Asiyas HaKli on the top. Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen gives a suggestion that is actually debatable, and that's on the top of the last page, and he suggests that in the case of where you have a metal cap that hasn't been opened beforehand, is to puncture the cap first. And then if you puncture the cap first, so then in such a case, then the you're not making a kli because the kli is already broken. So if you take a look at number 10, this is the Eitza that he says he heard from no one less than Rav Moshe Feinstein himself. Take a look at 10. Kasatim b'fnim l'nkov ha'pkak shelo yeroy ol d'chas espo v'lo ritzas l'smoch al shitos d'sarvi d'apkak mikri kli afil kol m'psicha. He said, I don't want to rely on those shitos, and therefore I suggest to puncture the hole. V'secharani shepam achas yashati Eitza maran Rav Moshe v'shosh su'udos. The shachul uftach about tufim shal soda erev Shabbos, and they had not opened it up. Va'amar maran shiyasu nekev apkak v'achakach yiftachu. And he claims that Rav Moshe had given that suggestion. Now, Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen points out that there is a problem. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Willig Shlita subscribes to this objection, and he says va'afo b'sheish l'fak pek tzas leitzazu v'aliv l'apos m'sar v'david kli kon shepascho. He says, wait a second. If you hold it's already considered a kli, in other words, Chacham Avadia, who holds that's already a kli, is going to hold that you actually were about to do something that's entirely mutter, open the cap, And now you're being so sir the cap. So you're being possibly so sir a kli. So he says, even though you could be the fact bait, and come up, come other glasses came, so Rav Simcha Bunim Kohen is aware. Look, he's seen claims that Ramosha told it to him. Milahachman Satan of Shashis is the Raisal Idos Shitas. To turn to you, your other Shitas is going to be Yisr Daraisa. To break the kli, it's a small kli, that's only Yisr Darabanan. To make the kli into something that wasn't a kli at all, so then that's going to be an Yisr Daraisa. And kalim that you throw out after Tashmish, after using them, so then in such a case there isn't an Yisr Stira. And these you also throw out. So therefore he says, the halacha is that he thinks it, that would be the best Eitzah. At the Rebbe Avram Willig's son's Chaim's Bar Mitzvah, Rebbe Willig was there, and I said to him that I'm going to do something different than I normally do. I said, or what we do in general. I said, normally many people puncture the cap, and then they open it. But at this Bar Mitzvah, we're mechuyev just to open up straight up and not to puncture. And he agreed. So ein hachanami. Sometimes if you hold that one thing is mutter, then another eitzah could actually be worse than the, depends on who you follow. But supposedly Ramesha Feinstein said that was the eitzah hayu'utza. Okay, those are the three different mahalchim. Mirtz Hashem, next time, means on Wednesday, we will do the sugya of Asiyas Pesach, a beautiful, beautiful sugya. There's a lot to do, so in next day, I guess there's quite a bit of Maror Mekomos. I gave Moshe, I already printed out, so people could have it. If Rabbi Nachman is even sure, then we'll do it in the Brashia. If he's not, then we'll do it there.